get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vacant Sade, written by Paul Reimer.
Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up on the next block now. And here in the kitchen, we find Mr. Victor Gook and his wife's amiable Uncle Fletcher Rush, late of Dixon, Illinois. Uncle Fletcher is holding forth at the moment, and we hear him say,
"This fellow, Ike Dummer's, invented a fish stretcher. Idea was you go fishing and then bring your catch around to Art's place, and he'd stretch your fish for you on this contraption of his, and they'd look bigger when you showed them off to your friends. Art figured he'd make in the neighborhood of $40,000 on that invention. By George, he never realized a dime. Trouble was, people refused.
Who's that?
Huh?
Somebody's coming in the front door.
You nervous, Vic?
No. You say?
Act jumpy as a cat.
Hi.
It's only Rush.
Rush, huh?
Yeah.
Fine. Hi, Rush.
Oh, Uncle Fletcher.
No, this Art Gummer's never realized a dime on his fish stretcher. Bought a horse and buggy on tick on the strength of it, got married on the strength of it, and sent his brother to barber college on the strength of it, and never realized a dime.
Is that it? Where's your mother?
In downtown shopping, I guess. I believe she mentioned a wash rag sale at Yamilton's this noon. How are you, Uncle Fletcher?
Yes, sir. You're a good boy, Rush.
Thanks. I've been down to YMCA ever since school let out.
Fat men playing handball?
No, there's a celebration on. This week is the 120th anniversary of the birth of Sir George Williams, the founder of the YMCA.
Oh?
Me and most of my friends spend so much time at the YMCA, we feel like we got a right to take part in the celebration.
What's this, Rush?
They're talking about the YMCA.
Oh!
It was started by Sir George Williams 120 years ago this week.
Why?
Horse blanket, old heel plate.
Yeah.
Step to the pantry and bring out the two articles you'll see on the bottom shelf at once.
Apples?
No. Hop along. And when you return, I'd like to engage you in conversation.
Huh. Speaking of Art Gummer's and his fish stretcher invention, likely you remember Art's brother.
No, can't say I do.
Sycamore fella?
No.
Married into the Geiger family?
No.
Alarm class, huh?
Bring him here.
Two of them.
Yeah, bring him here.
That was a funny thing.
New alarm clocks, huh, Doc?
Yeah.
Where'd they come from?
I bought him...
Art's brother's name was Raleigh, I believe.
How'd you happen to buy two new alarm clocks? These alarm clocks presents for somebody, Gov?
No. Sit down.
Okay.
Art and Raleigh Gummer also had a sister.
That's so? Your chair comfortable, Rush?
Yeah.
That's good.
Hey, what's the idea?
You don't mind having a pleasant little chat with your father, do you?
No.
Relax and take it easy.
All right, Raleigh Gummer's sister's name was Florence.
Excuse me, Uncle Fletcher. I got a little something I want to say to Stovepoker here before his mother gets home.
Why?
Have I done something, Gov?
You've done nothing reprehensible, I assure you. On the contrary, your recent conduct has been most laudable. Keep up the good work.
Uh-huh.
Your chair is comfortable?
My chair is fine. Hey, what's the idea?
No idea in particular. I fixed for spending money.
Spending money?
Do you have sufficient cash for your current needs?
Fly on the ceiling, by George.
I got 11 cents.
That is a modest sum.
Yeah?
A very modest sum.
Yeah.
Fly on the ceiling, Vic.
Probably you could find good use for additional money.
Hey, get to the point.
What point? Do you object to this little quiet conversation? Relax. Sit back. Take it easy. You're sure that chair is comfortable?
Oh, shucks.
Vic?
Yes, Uncle Fletcher.
Half-wit fly on the ceiling.
Oh. He'll perish with winter so near.
J.H. Masters there in Union Grove, Illinois, swatted so many flies one
Excuse
afternoon.
Excuse me, Uncle Fletcher, but I got a thing or two to say to Annabelle here.
Fly.
Yes, Rush, I understand you've been a real good boy lately.
I imagine so.
Good. Good. Oh, by the by, I did a little shopping a while ago.
Bought these alarm clocks?
Yes.
They look like nice ones.
Especially nice ones. Far superior to the ones we've had before.
Before?
Yes.
We still got them, haven't we?
I fear not.
Sure we still got them. One of them's up in my room.
No, Russ. They've vanished.
Vanished?
Vanished.
Both of them?
Both of them.
Where'd they vanish to?
They just vanished is all.
A half-wit fly ain't got any more idea where he's going than a rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Walked along the ceiling a while, flew over to the gas stove, flew over to the sink, strolled along on the floor, now he's back on the ceiling again.
Mm-hmm.
He's got no idea where he's going.
Mm-hmm.
Shucks.
Egg yolk, old curry comb. I bought these two alarm clocks for a special reason.
Yes, and you offered me money and asked me if my chair was comfortable for a reason, too.
I suppose I might as well be frank.
You say our old alarm clocks have vanished?
Vanished.
Uh-huh.
Why do you say uh-huh in such a knowing way?
I think I know what happened.
What happened?
You tried to fix our alarm clocks and busted them.
Not so fast now. Let me explain first that
almost got the lame brain that trip, by George.
Flies
are pretty smart customers getting out the way.
Yeah.
Didn't I hit the nail on the head? Didn't you get to monkeying with our alarm clocks and bust them?
I guess there's no point in beating around the bush. Here, surmise.
Want me to surmise some more? Lay off our alarm clocks because you've already busted about 40 of them. You're scared to tell her that two additional alarm clocks have been ruined.
I may as well admit it.
Well, where do I come in?
I thought the two of us might get together here.
Why, you son of a gun, you. He got away.
How do you mean the two of us might get together?
Well, as you point out, your mother's apt to be somewhat upset about the missing alarm clock.
Upset? She'll pull her shoes up by the roots.
I'm afraid so.
Where are the alarm clocks, by the way?
Out in the garbage box. No, George, here was my notion.
I'm the guilty party.
Exactly.
No, this old coot in Union Grove, Illinois, used to swat flies every afternoon.
You have an alarm clock record that's absolutely spotless. You never broke an alarm clock in your life. I, on the other hand, have been most unfortunate.
What do you try to fix alarm clocks for? You always bust them.
That is beside the point.
No, but just...
How about it? Will you shoulder the blame?
Well, I don't know.
You wouldn't lose by your kindness?
I'd get a bribe, huh?
Bribe isn't the happiest of words. Let us put it like this. Let us simply state that...
Got him. Look, got him.
Uh-huh.
I figured I'd get him.
We couldn't get away with it, Gov.
Why not?
I never interfere with alarm clocks, and you can't leave alarm clocks alone. Here's two of them busted. Mine won't be taken in with any such flimsy business as that.
We must handle it clever.
Mom's a clever customer her own self.
Who's that, Rush?
Mom. I say she's a clever customer.
Fine.
We'll cook up a plausible story.
Okay.
Does a plausible story suggest itself to you?
Little Charlie Husher was here this afternoon. He got to running around wild the way he does. He bumped into the...
That's too easily checked up on.
Yes, I guess it is.
Now, this might fill the bill.
Oh?
After school, you raced in the house like a tornado. You were in a hurry to get something out of your dresser. In your haste, you crashed against the dresser upon which were resting both of our alarm clocks. They fell to the floor and shattered into bits. You become frightened. You wondered what to do. I walked in at that moment, and you made a clean breast of the whole matter. I'm an understanding father. I realize it was an accident. I give you money, and you step to the drugstore and buy these fine new alarm clocks.
Yeah.
Sound all right?
Mom will certainly give you some searching glances.
May heaven give me strength to stand up on Jim.
Well, I guess maybe the story will hold water.
Leave, I'll go home directly.
See, the alarm clocks got broke accidentally. Nobody busted them trying to fix them.
Uh-huh.
Submit your report to your mother, and I'll back you up.
Okay.
A little later on, I'll discuss financial matters with you.
Oh, that's okay. I'm glad to help a fellow out.
Nevertheless, you're entitled to some small token of appreciation.
No fooling, Mom would jump and holler if she thought you broke them two alarm clocks.
There's not a doubt of it.
Well, believe I'll throw on home directly.
Oh, don't hurry, Uncle Fletcher.
No, stick around.
Getting along towards supper time.
Well, how'd you happen to tackle them clocks in the first place?
I noticed them on your dresser there, and I...
Got out your little hammer?
Yeah.
Why the heck do you try to fix alarm clocks with a hammer?
I'm quite satisfied with the manner in which I fix alarm clocks.
Well, I need a screwdriver.
I prefer my little hammer.
Threw the junk in the garbage box, huh?
Yeah.
And then walked to the drugstore and bought these?
Yeah. Nice ones, huh?
Very nice.
Nice alarm clocks, Uncle Fetcher?
Beg pardon?
Aren't these nice alarm clocks?
Yes, they are.
Streamlined alarm clock. Fella in at the drugstore told me there's a balance wheel inside that's scientifically the last word.
Yes, sir.
The way it operates, the mechanism is set in some kind of a rubber composition, capable of withstanding shocks and also with... Well, heck, I'll show you. Rush, hand me my little hammer there on the stove. You'll appreciate this, Uncle Fletcher. You're a mechanical-minded chap.
Aye.
Rush, hand me my little hammer. The drugstore guy said these alarm clocks ought to last a lifetime with proper care.
Aye.
Rush, will you hand me my little hammer, please?
No, Gal.
Huh?
Don't bother him.
Bother?
The alarm clock.
I want to demonstrate to Uncle Fetcher how they're put together.
Yeah, but you know what happens.
Kindly hand me my little hammer.
Please, Gal.
Fine.
Rush.
No, Gal.
Rush.
Oh, Gal.
Hand me my little hammer.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up from the next block. And there we leave Vic and Tate until the next time.